foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug. Hello. Karen isn't here today. Hi. She's on assignment. But we're going to eat anyway. We're at Nori Thai on Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles. And my guests are Kelly McInerney and Jess Andrasky, co-hosts of the Stoner Movie Review Show, IMDb Weed.
IMDb Weed.
It's a fun.
Yeah, it's fun. That's a fun, you know, I like marijuana and movies. You know that about me. And I was on the IMDb Weed show one time.
It was fun.
We saw Predator. Which one?
The new one.
Yeah,
new
one. Which is just Predator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've really messed with that over the years. There's been The Predator, Predators, Predator.
Yeah.
Keep track of them. And then numbers, yeah. Yeah, and Predator versus someone. Versus Alien.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which in each case, I think there's more than one. Of either of those.
More than
so
one
that's more like a war.
Alien. Yeah, yeah.
Predators versus aliens.
Yeah.
But I think it was singular in the title. Just Predator versus Alien.
Never mind. I was going to ask, is multiple aliens just alien? Like cat? No, never mind. Cacti? Nope, never mind.
So how did the two of you decide to start doing a movie... Stoned Movie Podcast.
I think it was we decided to go see Moana in onesies and eat an edible. And we both shared a huge disdain for the movie Moana. And we're like, hey, we can fucking do this as a podcast.
Yeah. And it's fun, you know? Like, you notice more things sometimes when you're stoned watching movies. And also, it's more fun. Like, you enjoy the movie, mostly.
Well, yeah, your mind goes to, can find some interesting places to go.
Yeah.
Especially during bad or boring ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I should say that, for the listeners, that's Kelly that was just speaking.
Oh, that's me, I'm Kelly.
And Jess before that. Because I was talking to you both just in general terms, and then there's two different voices, but not without the names attached. Did you guys know that it's National Drink Wine Day?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hashtag National Drink Wine Day.
Damn.
Nice.
Which I didn't know they needed to have that sort of a thing to get people to drink wine. Like,
is it because
I never drink wine, but if it's National Wine Day,
is it
Drink Wine Day?
Yeah. Do the presidents have anything to do with it being National Drink Wine Day?
I don't think so, because I bet you National Drink Wine Day is always on, which I should mention. Today is February 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the designated day for the wine thing, whereas President's Day bounces around because of our crazy calendar.
It just works out perfectly that the blood that they spilled of all the humans, all the presidents, now we get to drink it in a wine cup.
It does work out perfectly this one year. Next year, it'll be the day after President's Day. So that'll be fun to celebrate. To celebrate the day after the presidents. Uh-huh. But I guess it's only supposed to be Lincoln and Washington. Like, Trump doesn't expect us to be celebrating him today, does he?
He
probably
President's
does.
Day.
Every day.
He probably
expects.
Does.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's just the two, you know, those two guys.
Because their birthdays, right?
Yeah. Which, I'm losing faith in Washington all the time. Lincoln, I'm still holding strong on.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust a guy with wooden teeth. Didn't he have wooden teeth, Washington? Mm-hmm. It's weird.
But you should come back around, because supposedly those teeth... were made of hemp.
What? All right, I'm back on.
You're back in. That's good. All right, so my friend Karen and I, who is not here today because she works on the Snoop and Martha's Potluck Dinner Party special show on VH1.
Oh, with Snoop
Martha
Dog,
Stewart?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the right Martha.
Oh, nice.
And that was the right Snoop.
Tight.
You guys are good at this.
We're a team.
Yeah, so she's working on that show, and so she couldn't get away to be here with us at 2 in the afternoon. in an otherwise mostly empty restaurant. They might have one customer there over at the bar, but I don't know. She might also be affiliated in some way with the place. But
it's a mystery.
It's a delightful little restaurant.
Yeah.
With fun, fun leaves and sticks on one wall and a giant spoon and a fork. And a sign that doesn't say that these are specials necessarily, but that just says lists some things. Fish, wild, rock cod, red snapper, and sea bass. So I don't know why those are on a sign like that.
A lot of plant things.
But you can also get some mango sticky rice for the reasonable price of $12. Got a whole nice case here by the front door of what looks like. What do you think those little things are? Are those like kind of like a flan kind of thing?
Yeah, I was gonna say it looks like flan.
It looks like flan, but never thought of that as a Thai dessert.
Maybe they have their own version.
Starting with you, Kelly, where do you? I asked you when I asked you to do this episode, I said, do you like Thai food? And your answer was, I think it was something along the line of, hells yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
You were enthusiastic. So you do like it a lot?
Yeah.
Do you frequent the any Thai food places here in L.A.?
I used to go to, was it Rustic Spoon? Is that Thai? I don't know. I could be off. Nah, I used to go to...
Was it more of a generic Asian situation?
I don't really go out to eat that much. But I like, let me tell you, the Trader Joe's pad Thai, pretty good.
It is?
Yeah.
How do you actually microwave it or do
yeah.
you, really?
I'm a big microwave person. I wouldn't live without him.
But it doesn't come out, you know, because I'll microwave Thai food like the leftovers, but I've never started in the microwave. Is it?
Yeah, you kind of
just... Is it different, or is it...
You got to crack it open, you know, crack open the plastic.
Yeah.
And just leave it in for like a minute, like 30 sec... No, a minute 30. Then you open it up, spoon it around, put it back in.
You've never had a lean cuisine before?
Yeah.
I've had lean cuisine, but it's always like, you know, just some sort of chicken and vegetables thing.
Mm.
Like as soon as you get noodles and pasta involved, it feels like microwaving could make it weird.
No, it's not. I'm not opposed to it. I like to microwave old Italian. Well,
I'm excited. This feels like an assignment for me to try.
Yeah.
Which brand do you like?
Trader Joe's.
Oh, they have their own.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't just get it at Trader Joe's. It is Joe's brand.
It's like $1.99.
Pad Thai in a box that's microwavable.
I'm really...
It's got chicken in there?
No, this one doesn't.
Just plain pad Thai?
It's got the like egg stuff in it, you know?
Oh, I really like the egg in there.
Yeah.
Big fan of that.
Yeah, I'm a food connoisseur.
Clearly. Jess, how about you? Because you just got dragged into this because Kelly was here and we needed somebody else.
Hey.
Because Karen's not here. How do you feel about Thai food?
I love Thai food.
Any peanut allergies?
No, thank God. I'm hoping to die today.
I think they slip peanuts into the Thai food a lot, right?
Yeah, peanut oil. I'm a big fan of yellow curry, any type of Thai curry, big fan of. Mm. I go to Crispy Pork Gang a lot, which is like in Thai Town. That's pretty dope.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a pretty dope restaurant. It's like right near like Hobart and Hollywood, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's like where all the stuff is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a little Thai Town.
Mm-hmm. We went to a place there once.
Yeah. I think it was probably that same restaurant. Yeah.
That's probably the place. Yeah.
Kelly does love microwave foods. Like her diet consists of like microwavable burritos, and that's about it.
It's one of my main food groups.
I used to eat a lot of things out of the microwave. I still do occasionally, and you know, it heats it up.
Does the job.
That's how I like to look at it.
I'm just lazy and it's fast and when I want to eat, I eat, you know?
I had an amazing bag of Orville Redenbacher microwave popcorn this very morning because I found that I had one laying around I didn't know about. And I put it in the old microwave and was ready for the usual disappointment of, like, some of them being burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Came out perfectly.
Hey,
that's
hardly,
rare.
With just a few kernels
unpopped. So yay. I'm thinking those Orville Redenbacher people have upped the game.
Did you put it in for like a weird amount of time?
Mm-mm. I put it in for exactly the amount they told me to, and I turned it off maybe 2 or 3 seconds prior to that full amount of time because it the rule I know of when making microwave popcorn is when there's more than 3 seconds between pops, you should stop.
Oh, okay.
I've heard that rule.
Because then you're on the verge of just now you're just going to burn all the ones that have already popped.
Mm-hmm. And then it just comes out and everything smells for a week.
Oh, it's so
the
terrible.
Worst is when people do that in the office and then they burn it and you just have to smell someone's bad decision for the rest of the day.
There was I was watching an office marathon on Comedy Central or somewhere and Phyllis was trying to make something in the microwave while some other members of the office were trying to have their little gathering that I forget what they called it, but it was like a finer things society. So they'd have a little discussion of literature and eat little crudité and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they're trying to do it in the office, and Phyllis is in there just making noise because she wasn't invited to participate. So she's in there spitefully using the microwave.
Yeah,
and they go, why don't you use the microwave in the other, the other break room or whatever? And she goes, because it smells like popcorn. And what is she doing? She's trying to make popcorn. She doesn't want to make popcorn in the one that smells like popcorn.
Such a good show.
It was a shitty excuse. I love it. I watch it so much.
I just watched the pilot last night.
Oh, really?
I watched it before.
I think it has my favorite cold open of any television show, the parkour episode. Where they're like bouncing off the cars and I forget if it's Michael or he has the camera, but they just have a shitty camcorder, and then he goes off a top of a truck and just lands flat into a bunch of boxes. Gets me every time. This is the best cold open, I think.
Yeah, it's really. They have a lot of them where the bit at the beginning isn't related at all to the rest of the episode, and that was a great one.
It's Always Sunny has good cold opens too, like that.
Right. It's always kind of that moment when the gang does whatever. Mm-hmm. When that card comes up, it's
you hear the theme music roll. You're like, this is gonna be a good one.
It's always really nicely timed.
Yep.
Because then it also is funny what it says the gang is about to do. Well, this gang right here is going to meet someone behind Noritai, and we're gonna eat some of their food and talk to them about it. Yeah, this is
pretty cool.
This is going to be an interesting one, I think.
I feel super special.
You'll want to have every meal with a microphone in front of you after this.
I'll wait till I hear what it sounds like when I eat.
Really changes the whole world of eating. You know what? Since we have a second, let's go ahead and go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we're back, and we just got on the table some beautiful-looking Thai iced teas. There's a green one and a regular. What do you usually go for when it comes to...
I've never had a green one
Thai
before.
Iced tea. You want to try it?
Yeah, I'll try it.
All right, Kelly's going to try the green one. What do you think, Jess? Do you have a preference?
I kind of want to try the green tea.
All right.
I've never heard of a Thai...
I've never had a green Thai iced tea before.
Let's...
Can I mix it?
Yeah, give it a go and see what you think.
Good.
I would normally ask whoever from the restaurant is with us to describe the drink and tell us what's in it, because I don't know. But they're busy cooking right now, I guess.
It's like candy.
It does.
I like it.
I'll try this one.
Oh my goodness.
It's good. Very sweet, right?
It's so ridiculous how good it is.
It's so good.
Yeah, I used to drink a lot of Thai iced tea and Thai iced coffee, like in Thai food places, but it's a lot. It's a lot.
How do they, milk and sugar.
How do they make it? Yeah, just milk really and weird. Sugar?
I mean, yeah, it's like a, I think it's like a cream. I don't know. I don't want to say something wrong, but usually just like tea and milk and a crap load of sugar.
They usually put like, powder?
Sometimes they put boba at the bottom of it, which is good.
Yeah. Pretty delicious. Is it tea?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I think.
So it's got caffeine in it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess it does.
Or is like a, is it like or a Long just Island iced
so
tea?
So much sugar in it that
yeah, it jacks like for hours.
That's the caffeine aspect to it.
This one definitely tastes like it has a little bit of matcha in it, though.
Right? Yeah. Well, I think that's what it is, right? Matcha green tea? I don't know. How's the regular Thai tea?
It's so good. Do you want to try it?
Yeah. Do you want to try the green one?
Okay. They got these paper straws that I hate.
I hate paper straws, too. They disintegrate in your mouth.
They're just weird. It's just weird. But, I, you know, I guess...
But it's good for the environment,
it
guys.
Is. No, I'm happy for the environment. I want them to find something that's good for the environment, but I
like
just love
better.
Straws. I love drinking out of a plastic straw. All right, here we go. Something's happening. Oh, the green is a little less sweet than the
It's a different
regular.
Kind of sweet.
Yeah.
I feel like.
It's a subtle sweet.
Mm-hmm. I'm into it. I feel like I made a great, good choice.
Hey there.
Hi.
What's your name? Tell us your name.
My name is Nori.
You're Nori, and this is Nori Thai. So you're the Nori of the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the owner, and she's my partner.
Hi, I'm Chef Fern.
Hi, and how long has this restaurant been here?
We opened since last May 2018. Almost 1 year now.
Almost a year, yeah.
Yes, just 1 year.
And what is this first thing that you have here in front of us?
This one is called salmon galette. This one in my country can make with fish, clam, or chicken. But this here we have with salmon and white meat chicken. This one we made with spicy... herb, they make with turmeric and lemongrass and a fresh onion. And we put a lot of herb in this one. Yeah, this one is fresh, homemade.
All right, and it's...
Yeah, and coconut milk.
All right, you want to get a picture of this before we... Or actually, it's... I've already kind of mushed it around in a way where the plate's not as beautiful as it once was. And I'll try to get a shot of it here.
How'd you come up with the name of the restaurant? Just kidding.
I touched the photo button and nothing happens. I don't know what. I'll do it with my phone. Go ahead and let me get a picture of it first.
This is the age we live in. Taking pictures of. I mean, I get it though. I also do that.
You take so many pictures of your food, Kelly. Your microwave burritos. You'll take a picture.
The other day I saw somebody walking out of the movie theater talking to her phone, like doing an Instagram video, and I'm like, I get it. That's us now.
Thank you.
What are the sauces?
Is that one is sweet and sour sauce. And that one, like cucumber pickle.
Oh, nice.
That we serve with this.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah, for authentic Thai in my country, south from Thailand, they eat this one with sweet sticky rice. Yeah, you can eat this one with sweet sticky rice and the sauce.
Can you pass the sauces?
Yeah, I see that you have a sweet and, or I should say mango sticky rice on sale for, how much do you get for $12?
We put the whole mango and sticky rice is a lot. And we have the...
Six to eight ounces for the sticky rice, like pretty big.
Sounds like a good deal.
Is the rice in the mango? Is that what you said?
No, it's separate.
Separate. And for the sticky rice, this here is special because we put the butterfly pea flower in this one too. It's
to make the colors purple.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And the smell is.
Well, this is very good. I like this very much.
It's salmon, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I love salmon.
And if you don't like fish, you can order with white meat chicken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We used to have with leg beef and thigh, too. But people around here, they don't like dark meat, so they prefer like white meat chicken.
Yeah.
So we take it out. Leg and thigh.
Some people, they order with beef. It's have the grilled beef, the big one, with the garlic sauce. This one is very good too.
Oh, okay. All right.
The sauces are good too.
Yeah, really good.
I like the chunks of the cucumber and onions and stuff. I'm into chunks.
And what are you here 7 days a week? How, what's your schedule like? Do you have to be here all the time?
I'm be here in the after six. Yeah.
Every evening.
Yes.
So you don't do lunch here?
At lunchtime,
we have the cook here.
Yeah.
But we have three restaurants, so we like go.
Oh, you run around to the different places.
Run around.
But this place is open for lunch and dinner.
Yes.
7 days a week.
7 days.
All right.
We open 11 until 11 every day.
Oh, okay.
Jess, do you want to split that carrot?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Keep those. I'm just gonna grab it with my hand.
Gross.
Good for the eyes.
It's my side. I'll have that side.
I don't want to be rude and not eat any of that broccoli.
I had
it's good
one.
Broccoli.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
You know, broccoli has 300% of the amount of vitamin C you need in a day.
How much broccoli?
I think it's like, how much is it? Like 2 cups, I think.
2 cups?
It's like 300%.
A lot of broccoli.
That might be a lot, right?
Well, and if you have a vitamin C deficiency, there you go.
How about if I eat a... One cup and get 150.
That's good enough.
Calories burned? Is that what you said?
No, a percentage of vitamin C intake.
Oh, vitamin C.
Yeah.
I get a lot of vitamin C from, you know, when I drink a wine punch.
Did you say Hawaiian punch?
Mm-hmm. I think they used to claim, and maybe they still do, that it has vitamin C in it.
Oh, the high C fruit punch?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's real crazy.
There's like crust stuff on it that's really good. It's good. I could taste all the herbs.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one fresh turmeric. It's very good.
Really good.
It's very good.
Really
good. If you would like us to try something else, we'd be happy to.
Okay.
See you soon.
Huh. It's like got a good sear on it.
Who wants salmon? Wait, do you eat salmon? No, not even salmon. Wow, he's really...
Is he vegan?
He doesn't eat anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Godspeed. At least it's L.A. I feel like it's easy.
It's a lot easier, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, Karen, who's normally here on the show all the time, she's been going through a thing where she can't have gluten or alcohol.
Woof. That's the two best.
But she still
things.
Has a little bit of both on every episode when she's there. Yeah.
Is it like celiac or is it just
that's a whole thing she's dealing with. But you know,
bread.
When we started this food podcast, we didn't know that would happen. So now I have to eat all the bread and drink all the alcohol.
Oh, what a shame.
So hard. Yeah.
When we go to these amazing restaurants, it's a real nightmare for me. But somehow I get through it. What else is going on with the two of you? What was the most recent movie that you talked about on IMD Weed?
Yeah, woof. We saw Lego the second part.
No good?
I hated it so much.
Are you just not a Lego person?
No, the first one was fine and fun, but this one was just, it didn't have a story. It just was too inside. Like, we're making jokes.
At one point, it felt like Chris Pratt was like a baby boomer apologizing to his millennial version of himself. It was really weird. Like, he was just like, hey, you know, like, I came from a different time and I'm better than you, but, like, also everything's fine.
Oh, he plays, like, two different characters,
yeah, he
right?
plays the protagonist and the antagonist. So it's like, I also don't like Chris Pratt, so.
And also,
Well,
the whole point of the Lego movie.
That movie's in trouble to begin with if you don't like Chris Pratt.
The whole point of the Lego movie was, like, the big reveal was at the end, right? From what I remember, where this one, it's like we know what
it
is.
That's the interesting thing about the first Lego movie is I thought it was a hilarious, fantastic movie that had an ending that, while clever, was my least favorite thing about it.
Yeah, so you won't like
it. But it also didn't set up, like I've been wondering what the sequel would be because that ending of the first one doesn't set up a sequel very well, especially a sequel that's not going to star a live-action Will Ferrell. The guy who played his kid.
Yeah, it shows a different type of, like, the kid thing. But now it's all about that. It's like him and his sister.
Yeah, like, the sister now is introducing her Legos, and she goes and, like, spoiler alert, but, like, she goes and, like, steals some of his Legos. And then Maya Rudolph was just there nodding.
She's the mom.
That's it. She's just nodding in the background, and, like, yeah. It was not good.
Yeah, Will was like, I'm not going to do any live action. Just, I'll record my voice.
But it sort of sounds like, though, you choose movies on purpose that you're not going to like to get high and watch them, right, on the show? Or
I think this one we thought we were going to like.
Have you watched any, like, of these awards movies? Like, do you watch, like, a Bohemian Rhapsody or a
Roma?
We
watch Bohemian, yeah.
Yeah? you make fun of Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, I don't know.
I liked it, but you guys didn't.
I thought it was too big, like.
And it won Best Picture or Best Drama at the Golden Globes.
Well, this isn't going to be out until after the Oscars, so maybe you're right.
Maybe.
Yeah, this episode will be available for people to listen to a few days after the Oscars have happened.
Oh.
So I also thought that'd be a fun thing for us to do today is, like, let's all really commit to some weird Oscar prediction.
Shallow, of course.
Shallow is going to win.
I love
for sure.
That.
And then they're not going to give any awards to any other aspect of A Star Is Born.
Yeah, and Bradley Cooper's going to get all butt hurt. I love seeing Bradley get sad. I don't like him.
You like Sadly Cooper?
Yeah.
Does his face emote anymore, though?
I don't know.
He has so much plastic surgery that he doesn't know how to frown anymore.
It's all in his eyes.
And his cheekbones. Yeah. They're like made of plastic.
Yeah.
I have not noticed any of this. But I mostly know him as a raccoon in the Guardians movies.
Yeah. Oh, he played that?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh. I was so scared for you.
That sounded legit. Yeah. That sounded like, oh, he was that? Who was
Rocket?
Who's Groot? Vin Diesel? I don't believe you.
No way.
He's so successful. I don't know. It's so funny how Sean Penn wrote that little article
about
how wrong everybody would be if they don't give A Star Is Born all the awards.
That's hysterical.
Bradley's like, please don't help me, Sean Penn.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing is, like, is Sean Penn just really dedicated to Bradley Cooper because Bradley Cooper was in the audience when Sean Penn did that Actors Studio show a million years ago?
Oh, really?
And he asked a question. Yeah, when Bradley was a drama student, I think it was an episode, the one with Sean Penn, where he's in the audience and actually asks the question.
Damn, that's funny.
Yeah, so maybe Sean feels like an extra kinship with him.
I wouldn't care.
Because his advice, you know, helped him so much.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. Do you think Green Book's going to take it all, though? Because it took it all in the Golden Globes, didn't it?
Nothing's been taking it all.
Yeah, it's been flip-flopping.
It's been really... This is the first year in forever that the seven biggest, like, guild nominations, you know, SAG Awards, Directors Guild, Writers Guild, Writers, the two different original and adapted screenplay. All of them have been different movies.
Eighth Grade just won yesterday.
Like everything. Oh, yeah, Eighth Grade won Best Original Screenplay, and it's not even nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
And normally, whatever wins the WGA award is like, that's a sign that they're going to win the Oscar, but Eighth Grade's not even up for the Oscar.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That was good, too. That was a good
Eighth
movie.
Grade is amazing.
Yeah, it was a really good
it's
movie.
It's really, really entertaining, but also very... very insightful.
I saw that at South by last year, and there's
me
one.
Me too.
Yeah, there's one scene where they gasp, like the whole audience gasped at that one part. I don't want to give it away, because I think we shouldn't spoil that one because people should see that one.
Yeah, it's one thing I've been sad about with regards to that movie is it came out and it's, you know, done pretty well and obviously got great reviews and stuff, but I think it was so fun to watch it with a crowd because everybody was so uncomfortable in parts of it,
mm-hmm.
especially the men.
Yeah.
And it's really got to be a different experience to just watch it on your personal device.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still good. It'll still be terrific, but because also just the laughter in the audience and the nervous laughter. It's an interesting experience watching it with
it's
people.
It's like, this is not an Academy Award nominated film, but it's like about like A Quiet Place, that movie. I saw that in a packed theater and I enjoyed it. And I probably would have hated it if I saw it not
Well,
packed.
No one's talking in the theater. And that's what really makes it so like anxiety ridden.
Yeah.
Is like you're watching a movie about not being able to talk and no one, like you didn't
Everybody's
even hear.
Everybody's listening.
Yeah.
Everybody's paying
you don't
attention.
Even hear popcorn being eaten. Like at all.
Oh, I wish. I wish that was true. That was my very first thought when I heard the movie was about how they had to keep quiet. I was like, oh God, the chewing in the movie theater is going to be unbearable. And then it was, but the thing is it the movie's not quiet that much of the a lot of times they're being quiet, but the soundtrack is playing music.
Yeah, right.
Like there's dramatic music playing while they're being quiet.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because if it was just people being quiet for 2 hours,
be insane.
Yeah.
very
like I think people just start making noises in the audience, you know how people like when they get uncomfortable they start clearing their throat and stuff. There'd be a lot of that shit.
Yeah.
But for those just joining us, we're at Nori Thai on Beverly Boulevard.
Thanks for checking in halfway in the pod.
Yes. And, I mean, could anybody venture a guess as to the what's the second lady's name?
Fun?
She said it, and I...
Fun?
Huh?
I thought it was... Yeah, I think it's Fun.
Her name is Fun?
I think so.
That's what she said
to me. I mean, I'll agree that it is.
And it's...
That is, in fact, her name.
Fun to call somebody Fun.
I thought she said something that had more than one syllable.
Fern.
Nice. Good eye.
Thank goodness it was written down right over there. But I think she said her whole name.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, because that last name's a doozy. Cuda hip.
Good luck. Figure.
Okay. Nori is back.
Ooh.
Look at this.
Oh, my gosh.
Please tell us what this is.
Okay.
Wow.
Holy moly.
This one is crispy chicken with lamb sauce.
Crispy. There's a crispy.
Crispy chicken, and then what's all the green around it?
That one is Chinese broccoli.
Chinese broccoli. We chop it and we deep fry it.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Looks so pretty.
That looks so nice. Can't wait to get into that.
So when you eat, you have to like get a piece of chicken. We already put the sauce on top and slice of lamb and then a little bit of Chinese broccoli. Together.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crunchy. Oh, it looks good. It's
crunchy, yeah. That's crunchy so Chinese broccoli. I'm in. Which fork was mine? Just use your own. Yeah, that's what I do. Oh, here, you can use this also. The classic serving spoon really comes in handy. All right, I'm going to, while you guys grab some for yourself, I'm going to go ahead and take a bite.
So good.
Chicken.
Thank you.
Have the big spoon.
Thank you.
You like it?
That is so good. Yeah, that's it. Between the sauce and the chicken and crispy, but then the Thai broccoli, I've never had that before.
The sauce is good.
So good.
It's like sweet, but it's hot. So. Yeah, the crispiness too. Oh
man. Yes, this is excellent. Thank you.
I like that it's soft in the center too, and crispy on the outside.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's really good.
Thank you.
It always gets really quiet on this show whenever they bring out a delicious dish and we're all just eating at the same time. But yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, right now, but this one the customer order a lot. The chicken dish.
One of the more popular.
Yeah.
And that one you don't make it with you don't do it with fish. Also, it's just chicken.
Yeah, just chicken for this one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I would want it. It's really, really
you can't really make
delicious.
A crispy fish. Oh, I guess you can. What is it? Fish and chips?
Yeah. People fry fish all the time.
Whoops. Man.
So yeah, that's amazing.
I like the different textures. It's really good. And you got, like, the crunch. You also got the soft chicken in the middle and then the lime.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
And is this, so you're, obviously there's, you're open, so you have customers, but this is like the between the busy times or lunch and dinner time? That's when you get busy?
Right now, dinner time.
Yeah, dinner
lunch
time.
Lunch not too busy.
Lunch not too busy.
They got to figure it, this neighborhood has to figure it out. That you guys are here and that it's delicious. I want
so good.
7669. Is that right?
769 Beverly.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. And another name of a different restaurant name came up when I was looking on the internet to find this place. Was this called something else prior to?
Oh, yeah. It said like Makarai or something, right?
Yeah. That's what it used to be called?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Before we took over.
All right. Well, there was this one maps thing that it came up and said the wrong name, so I was worried. But I'm glad to know that... It's just the place it used to be here. That's
I would just snack on the little Chinese okra. That stuff? It's like
right?
Good snacks.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's real good. What is it?
It's like the seaweed snacks, kind
mm-hmm. of. Yeah, it reminds me of something real specific, but I can't.
Costco has a good deal on those seaweed snacks.
Shout out to Kirkland.
Kelly knows where all the... All the great snacks and microwavable snacks are where they're located.
But yours is better. I'm sorry. That's better.
Oh, I'm getting so full, but I feel like there's more. One more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Can I have some more of the scoops? Let me.
Yeah.
Scoot me the.
Scoot you a scoop?
They're so good. And what do you think the sauce was on that?
It's like a lime sauce, she said.
Oh, okay. And then hence all the little limes on there. But yeah, have another one. Have some more.
Yeah. Can't let it go to waste. Hell yeah.
I can't
I'm trying to think about, like, there's a very specific snack that these remind me of, you know, taste and texture wise.
Like kale chips, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But better. They're so, it's so good. Because it's got
flavor.
It's not straight up sweet. It's like the sweetness sort of hits you after you, after you've been chewing it for a second.
The sauce is just so good, too.
I mean, it's written in the description of the show, but it's N-O-R-E-E. Ty, come in. Ask for Nori or Fern. They might be at one of their two other restaurants. We should get the names of those places because I'm sure they're delicious. I'm sure they're both excellent.
I think she said one was Love to Eat.
Really?
Right?
Mm-hmm. In Hollywood. She said it was like a Hollywood staple.
Mmm. Love to Eat.
I mean, I do, so I will try that out.
I got my couch from Sofa You Love. Where can people see you doing your stand-up show, Kelly McInerney?
All around town. I'm going to Memphis in April, too, and I might do Tennessee shows when I'm there. This comes out when?
What time of April? What part of April?
The first weekend of April.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing the Memphis Comedy Festival.
Oh. So. I'm going to be at the, in Nashville, they have a comedy festival, I think it's the following weekend. I'll be there on April 13th.
Oh, nice.
At Zany's in Nashville.
What's it called?
Zany's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have they're behind the festival there. It's called the Wild West Comedy Festival. And they bring in a ton of people. And so I go in and do a Douglas movies with, you know, whoever's around.
Yeah, that's cool. You should do Will Smith movies, Wild Wild West.
We did. We did an interruption of that a couple years ago. And it's just a shockingly awful movie.
Yeah, it's really bad.
So bad.
I'm a fan.
Of course you are.
It's so weird. Yeah, I mean, it's no Lego Part 2, but...
I mean,
that guy, Kenneth Branagh, kind of is like a Lego guy in his little wheelchair. What is your...
KellyMcInerney.net? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can find more shows and stuff on KellyMcInerney.net.
Yeah, but like on Holly Instagram, Weirdo? You're Holly Weirdo.
Yeah, yeah.
So like that's Instagram. How I first got to know you, and it was hard for me to, I kept wanting to call you Holly instead of Kelly.
So many people do.
Do you like it? Are you
I'm like,
happy with that as a substitute?
I did this to myself, so I get it. But Kelly McInerney was taken on Twitter, so
right.
I'm just
and
like,
Kelly Weirdo doesn't have that. No. Ring to it that
it
Holly Weirdo
sense.
Has.
Hollywood. Get it? Holly Weirdo?
Yeah.
You get it. Stupid.
So what's all your social media stuff, Jess? J-E-S-S.
Androsky.
Yeah.
On Twitter and then at Retro Obsessor on Instagram. Yeah, don't ask.
Retro Obsessor.
I got it. High school was a fun time. And I just didn't change it.
We also have like IMD Weed on Twitter and Instagram too.
Okay.
We've got a website.
I keep forgetting not to chew into the mic. I'm just like, hey.
Yeah, it's you know, people that listen. I think it's just something they have to deal with.
I mean, you're listening to a food podcast.
So it's kind of hard to not chew at all. But isn't it interesting though that when you're watching the judges taste the food on TV, food shows. You're never like sitting there at home going, oh, it's disgusting watching them eat and chew.
But it's like the ASMR stuff. Like, like just listening to people crunch on stuff. I don't know. I don't like it. But, you know, Chopped. I love Chopped. That's my favorite. One of my favorite TV shows, actually.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like something about being able to see the person eating. The chewing isn't as annoying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like in a movie theater or on a podcast, and you when you just hear chewing... And you don't see who's doing it. I guess that's... Although I have friends that just hate the sound of chewing, whether they can see the person or not.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And there's some people that just... The sound of metal hitting a tooth drives them crazy.
Oh. Never.
Yeah, so if, like somebody's eating with a fork
They scrape.
And they're making that noise. Yeah.
I just don't like the... That thing?
Oh, my brother chews like a monster, and it is so annoying. Like, our entire childhood fights would just be like, yo, dude, chew with your fucking mouth closed. That's where it all started.
Can I have one more? Is that... Or did...
One more what?
Of this?
Yeah, please. Okay. Please do.
Lisa.
No, go for it.
I have some more.
No, I mean, I always feel obligated to sort of finish everything they bring us, but... You know,
I mean, it's pretty
after
easy.
A few courses of stuff, it gets
delicious.
You know, right at this point, I'm just saving room for whatever's next.
Do you usually do like multiple courses and stuff each episode?
Yeah, it's you know, it's different from restaurant to restaurant. Sometimes they'll bring out smaller things, like especially if it's more of a tasting menu kind of place. But it usually ends up being a lot. Every once in a while, we'll leave going, well, let's go get something to eat. But it's pretty rare. Usually it's the opposite. It's just way too full.
Never
way too
again.
Satisfied. It's we've been to so many great restaurants. And we want to take it on the road. So if you have a restaurant somewhere and you'd like us to come there, maybe we could work it out.
That'd be fun.
So reach out to us. How should they reach out to us? We should get an email address or something. But in the meantime, just call Karen at her home number, area code 818.
I feel like New Orleans would be really cool doing this.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Oh, my God. You'd never want to eat again after you eat.
No, there's so many fun places we could go. But, you know, I don't know if we can all afford to just fly somewhere just to get a free meal.
when you're in Nashville and stuff. Try and look around there.
Right, but that's the thing is I have this co-host that lives here in Los Angeles has full-time jobs on TV shows. So that's why we started this podcast in the first place is just to be able to get together and have a meal every once in a while because it's like, you know, it's like a work meal every time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get through it soon. We'll probably have some, in the next few weeks, we'll probably have some classic episodes that we'll, you know, release in our weekly release slot because we probably won't be able to make any new ones until a little bit into March. Nori and Fern are back. Oh, wait, I'm going to go this way with this one if that's okay. Don't get rid of it. She'll eat all of it. Okay, so I'm going to move this over here for a second to get a picture of it. And what are we looking at here?
This one is jay noodle with roast duck.
Roasted duck.
Jay noodle?
Yes. Jay noodle is made from spinach.
Oh. That looks awesome.
Just leave it here and I'll try that one.
I don't know if I've ever had spinach noodles before.
That looks so good.
Yeah, that looks really good. Let's all dig in. Kelly, you first, because you brought the appetite.
It has some peanuts.
There's some peanuts in there, sure.
Chili powder.
Yeah,
if you like sour,
you can
squeeze the lime.
Oh, yeah, and so you can squeeze the lime onto it if you want.
I'm just gonna do this. Oh, yeah, squeeze it. Yeah, dude, you told me to come hungry.
Squeeze it good. I did, yeah. I wasn't kidding around because... Yeah. I figured they would take care of us.
There's the knife.
There you go. There's the spoon for...
I swear I know how to feed myself.
You got this.
I feel like...
Get some of those noodles.
There we go.
All right.
And then I just want to get...
Jess, you can go next.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What is it? Chinese broccoli?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's the big guy. I'm sorry, I'm getting all the wires noodling.
We can just eat those, Lady and Tramp style.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's fine.
Trying to cut with two spoons.
Yeah, for this one, if you want to order with crab meat or barbecue pork, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The option.
Oh, I would definitely try that with either of those.
Yeah.
shrimp wonton.
Fish ball.
Yeah, for vegetarian, you can order with tofu. We have soft tofu and fried tofu or mixed vegetable.
And what meat is this the pork on it?
This one is roast duck.
Oh, duck. You said time. Yeah. I'm glad I'm not the only one that... Noodles are hard.
Noodles are hard, man.
No, that's why you should just order one for yourself and then just go right into your mouth. You don't have to move it to another plate.
It's good, though.
It's so good. All right. Going in for my first bite.
I like after all the sauce ones, this is not as much sauce, you know? It's a tradish noodle dish. I don't know.
Yeah, it's delicious, but also it's very light. You know, it doesn't feel like a heavy pasta dish.
Yeah. Could have after all the stuff we ate.
Yeah, this is really, really terrific. And then... What are those things in the case in front of the door here? Is that a dessert thing?
Yes. I made Thai tea pudding and Oolong tea pudding. And we have the Thai jelly. It's made from the coconut milk. And have the fresh mango mousse, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can choose if you don't like mango sticky rice.
No, they look delicious. I thought they looked like flan.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's flan? Like that.
It's flan. Like flan?
Yeah.
All right.
But it's flavored with mango.
Yeah, like nice. Thai flan.
Yes. I made with Thai tea.
Yeah, I like that.
You want to try some? I can...
Oh, no, that's okay. I just... This has been so much. I appreciate it, though. We could all share one, maybe? One little one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, I wasn't asking to try to get some.
I think I grabbed too many chili flakes from the peanuts.
Uh-oh.
No,
your mouth on fire?
My mouth's...
Yeah, I guess that's why she warned us about that.
These
spinach noodles, incredible.
Really good.
They're so thin and
light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like such a light taste for a pasta thing. And just pretty too with the, I don't know if pretty is the right word for
I do like green. A colored pasta though, you know?
Yeah, you like
it
a
makes it fun.
You like a pesto.
Yeah. Or like the squid ink, you know, the black pasta. Oh, just a really
I love any reference to squid ink.
Yeah.
It's in our theme song. Oh, yes, water. Thank you.
This chicken, though, is my best.
You're still back on the chicken.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's so good. You want the last one, Jess? Anybody?
I'm good.
Oh, man, so many chili flakes.
Yeah, I think that might have been why I didn't even try to get any of the peanuts. Is that direct connection to the chili powder?
My nose is leaking. Woof.
Well, this has been a really nice, mellow installment of Dining with D&K. We haven't encountered that yet where somebody straight up didn't like the food, you know, but...
It's kind of... I mean, it's delicious, but it's also hard to hate food, like, when the dogs are here and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
much. That's what I like to think.
I mean, I'm not saying I would be different if they weren't.
Right.
I'm still eating this chicken, and it's delicious.
Yeah, you do like that chicken.
The noodles are... The noodles are good too. Everything's good.
All right, noodle mouth.
You know, that's Kelly's new nickname is noodle mouth. The duck was really good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love me some duck.
So tasty.
And the salmon.
Oh, yeah. Everything was so good.
Salmon's my fave.
Out of all the fish, salmon's your fave?
Mm-hmm.
Like a good sea bass.
Ooh.
It's just really expensive.
Chilean or just regular?
I mean, Chilean if I have a choice.
Yeah, I do like the Chilean style. It's in some places, but they got to really get rid of the fishiness for me, mm-hmm. you know? Which is so weird because I love sushi, but just a piece of fish just cooked. I'm not a big fan of that really. It tastes fishy.
Pudding.
Oh my gosh.
Those are both so adorable.
I like the little flowers. Can we eat the flowers?
Flower. Oh, yes, edible flower.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Where do you want it?
Yeah, the flowers here.
They're so cute.
Yeah, it's...
Wait to destroy it with my mouth.
Oh, God.
All of our foods that we eat on this show are on the Dining with D and K
Now you're dining
Instagram.
With D and JK today.
Yeah.
Kelly, do you do comedy anywhere?
Dining with D and JK.
I thought of that when I was driving here. I'm like, I gotta mention that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so.
So that's Thai tea and that's mango?
Thai tea, friend, Thai tea pudding. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm so
excited. Let's just go at it.
I mean, I'm going to try the flour first.
You do a flour, you can eat it.
I really want.
Kelly will be a great forager in the apocalypse.
It's me. I'm a squirrel.
Okay, big thumbs up on the mango. Oh, yeah. I love the mango. It's real good.
Mmm, my gosh.
Man, this just tastes like Thai tea, but pudding.
So yeah. Good.
It's great.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This one, my dad teach me how to make French. My dad is a chef. He teach me how to make French, and then I mix with the Thai tea.
Oh, wow. Mm.
It is delicious.
Was your dad cook too? A chef cook?
Yes, my dad and my mom is a chef.
Oh, nice.
My dad is a chef in the Ambassador Hotel.
Oh, cool. So it's all in the family.
Yes. And my grandmom too.
Oh, wow.
So tell us about so you say you have to run around between three different restaurants. What are the other two restaurants?
The other two. The first one is called Love to Eat Thai Bistro.
Yeah.
It's on Sunset and Cherokee.
Yeah. And the second one is in the nightclub. It's called Crying Tiger. Siam Miss Kitchen. Inside nightclub is called Black Rabbit Rose.
Oh, okay.
It's on Hollywood.
Yeah.
And Hudson.
All right. So it's all, you keep it all fairly close.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
And this one is the third miles. One. Nori Thai on Beverly.
This one's your favorite, though, right?
Yeah.
Because you named it after yourself.
Yeah.
This is my favorite as well.
Mm. Thank you.
Me too.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us and for letting us try all this stuff. It's everything's been terrific. Can't recommend it highly enough. Beverly Boulevard. It's between, like, Fairfax and... what was the other cross street?
It's right by the Grove, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty close to the Grove, yeah.
Opposite Avon Market.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And so everybody come check it out. Reach out to us on the social media to let us know what you think of it. And thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yes. You guys are great. So for Fern and Nori and Jess and Kelly... And Karen, who's out on assignment, and Aristotle, and our social media team. Bon appetit, Leather Efforts.
Yeah.
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie with Doug and Mommy.
It's a good show.